Do you know that 33% of Fortune 100 CEOs have previously served as CFOs, Chief Financial Officer? That's 21% more compared to 2019. Now, in this episode, I'm going to explain why this trend is on the rise and what is the implication for the growth of any company. So stay tuned and be ready, because that is something very, very interesting to explore together. Hi everyone, and welcome back to a new episode of the World Class Leader Show. Today I want to bring to you a very interesting insight based on latest article written by Mrs. Raval from Financial Times, but also based on a research done by Spencer Stewart in terms of the relationship between the CFOs, so Chief Financial Officers, and the Chief Executive Officer. To be more specific, what the research found out is the 33% of Fortune 100 CEOs have actually previously served as the CFOs. And this is interesting because this marks an increase of 21% compared to 2019. So there's an increased number of existing CEOs that have been CFOs before. And this trend is clearly is on the rise. And when I read this article, I was thinking, what is triggering this specific behavior or this interesting situation? And look, before getting to my view about this, let me tell you a little bit more about this research. Not much, just to give you a little bit more context. So, as we said, 33% of Fortune 100 CEOs have previously served as CFOs. But if we look at the Fortune 500 and S&P's 500 companies, I was quite interested to see whether that was consistent or not. And what I found out is, among the 674 Fortune 500 and S&P's 500 companies, 8.5% of vacant CEOs positions were filled by CFOs in 2023, which, by the way, is the highest percentage recorded since 2013. So it's not only the Fortune 100 level, but it's also Fortune 500 level. So that's very consistent. Now, if I look at this data, I was thinking, okay, what is really happening? So why this is happening more than the past? And I came up with probably four major reasons that, to me, that is a trend is on the rise. So let me get to the first one. So the first one to me is CFOs, you know, by definition, right? They run the numbers. So they provide, to some extent, a sense of stability and control to the board, not only to the CEO. So they're keeping, if you like, the company in a safe position. That's what it's supposed to do, right? The role of a CFO. And that, I think, is interesting, because there must be a reason why this is happening. And in my personal view is, during moment of uncertainties, who is running the numbers actually they have more trust, more attention, because you know that numbers come first, especially in moment, you know, like the one that we are facing right now. So that's number one. The second reason for me is, look, due to their responsibilities, CFOs typically have a strong rapport with the board, facilitating a smooth transition into the CEO position. So, in other words, what is really happening? And I've seen this before in many organizations I work with. So when the board is looking for a succession, unless there is a proper succession plan in place and there are ready number twos ready from the units, you know, normally, especially when the decision to transition is quite, I wouldn't say last minute, but, you know, it's kind of the decision that needs to be made fast, is really the CFO, the first person, or maybe the second person along with the COO that board are looking for. And also because they have a stronger relationship, board are interested in the numbers. So it's clear there is definitely a different relationship that CFOs have with the board compared to, for example, the chief communication officer or the chief commercial officer or human resource officer. So that makes totally sense. Number three, many companies really, given what I said before, are undergoing restructuring efforts right now. So emphasizing the need for efficiency and cost reduction. So areas really in which CFOs excel. And that is the reason why, you know, many times board members, they feel like much more confident or in a safer place, especially during restructuring moments to, you know, hand over to a CFO. And finally, I think the CFOs are inherently risk averse, making them really well suited to safeguard the business during, again, periods of uncertainty. So if you buy my point, so look, I think there is that makes sense. However, you know, research from, as I said before, Spencer Stuart suggests that CEOs promoted from the CFO role might not necessarily drive top-line revenue growth as swiftly as those from other backgrounds, especially in the initial year. So, in other words, if that is real, so there is a tendency to appoint CFOs as CEOs, that's great for the numbers in terms of cost reduction, efficiency, but it's not good based on Spencer Stuart in terms of driving top line revenue. And again, that's probably expected. What's the reason? Well, to me, it's a mindset reason. So in my experience, CFOs, broadly speaking, and of course that is a generalization, but look, let's try to find, you know, a valid argument about the situation. Look, CFOs who possess a mindset geared towards preserving the status quo clearly might find it challenging to shift towards a growth-oriented mindset needed to pave the way for a more ambitious future for their companies. So it makes totally sense. Yet, we are still an increased number of CFOs becoming CEOs. So, look, if you are right now in a position to make a decision about who is going to be the next CEO in line, I really want you to consider, you know, with this episode that there are pros and cons, as always. But if you really want to drive top line revenues, choosing a CFO, it could be really a risky decision. If you want to preserve the status quo, if you want to have much more confident about the reduction of the cost reduction of the business, the efficiency, etc., the CFO might be a good decision to make. However, consider there will be a short-term approach or value for the finance of the business, but it's not going to guarantee growth. So choose. Make a choice based on where you are in the business, but either or, any company always needs to grow at some point. So there are so, by the way, there are so amazing CFOs out there. They have also a very strategic and growth mindset. So maybe it's not about the role itself. It's about choosing the CFO that has the right mindset also to grow the business. So that was a short episode, but I think it's very valuable, very interesting, because this research probably is going to give you some space, some ideas, some thinking about what's going to be the future of the company. And if it resonates, of course, please leave a positive review on, you know, whatever app or platform you're using to listen to my podcast, and because that's the way for me to understand that what we're doing here resonates with you and you like it. By the way, I'm receiving a lot of positive feedback on LinkedIn about the work that we're doing. So that's great to hear. And remember, we also have the YouTube channel for the video interviews with the incredible CEOs I spend time with. So thank you so much for being with me today. And again, see you next week with another interesting and amazing CEO.